agenda item number 8, Glenna Shipyard. Mr. Johnson.
Good morning. Shipyard is requesting authorization to install a 27-foot by 100-foot mooring dolphin, 27-foot by 150-foot concrete pier, 315-square-foot platform, 20-foot by 50-foot access ramp, and dredge 213,575 cubic yards of state-owned subaqueous bottom to attain depths up to minus 48 feet at mean low water, and maintenance dredge up to 60,000 cubic yards of subaqueous bottom per 10-year dredge cycle to allow for the installation of a dry dock facility at their shipyard located along the eastern branch of the Elizabeth River at 111 South Main Street in the city of Norfolk. The project is protested. Project location, city of Norfolk, the eastern branch of Elizabeth River. Here's an aerial of it. This is Elizabeth's eastern branch of the Elizabeth River. This is the Berkeley Bridge, and downtown Norfolk is located off to the northeast here. Getting into the project drawings now. These are the two proposed dredge areas for the dry dock and the logistical supports areas. This area here is the area that will be dredged to minus 48 feet mean low water to support the dry dock itself. And this area over here will be dredged to minus 17 feet mean low water, and that's for logistical support of parking of barges and whatnot. This is an aerial where I've kind of superimposed where the dredging areas will be, just to kind of help you orient a little bit better. And here's across, and here again is the pre-dredge bathymetric survey you see here with the two dredge areas outlined. The first cross-section I'm going to show you is this one outlined right here. I want to note also in the pre-dredge survey, you'll note that the water depths existing range from approximately minus 8 to minus 20 feet mean low water. So we will be essentially digging a hole right here. In the past, we've had concerns with that because of impacts to water quality. And I'll get into that in a few minutes. All right, here's that cross-section I referenced a second ago. The dredge cut will take it down to minus 48 feet mean low water for the dry dock facility, and then minus 17 feet for the logistical support area. This is a longitudinal cross-section, so we're kind of looking at the dredge area across this direction here. The shoreline off to the left, and the federal navigation channel off to the right. Again, the dredge cut go down to minus 48 feet mean low water. The dredge cut will daylight into the navigation channel, but the navigation channel is only maintained at minus 25 feet mean low water by the Army Corps of Engineers. Typically, when we have situations like this where we're digging a hole, one of the main concerns is water quality, stagnant water in the hole. That can result in situations like low dissolved oxygen. I have spoken to VIMS, the Army Corps of Engineers, and DEQ about the situation. VIMS stated that without modeling, it'd be very hard to quantitate what the water quality impacts are. In my conversations with the Army Corps of Engineers, the Department of Environmental Quality, they stated that most of the dry docks that have been permitted in Norfolk have a similar situation where we have basically dug a hole that's deeper than the surrounding water depths. In fact, the Army Corps of Engineers has modified their regional permit number 19 to accommodate this. They feel like the anticipated water quality impacts are minimal because of the existing tidal currents in the area, and also because of the location next to the federal navigation channel. They do expect to be some water mixing going on, so I feel like the impacts are minimal. This is a typical cross-section of the mooring dolphin and the concrete pier. You'll see four pines going across underneath the concrete slab. This is the project drawing for the platform indicated earlier and the access ramp. This is an illustration indicating how the dry dock works. It's a large waterproof type situation where they can pump the water out and also add walk to ballast tanks underneath float and submerge the structure. So obviously when it's floating, you have a fairly deep area underneath. But when it's submerged to load a vessel into it, these ballast tanks underneath are quite large in order to be able to sink the entire structure. Once those are filled, obviously it then sinks, but then there's only a few feet between the bottom of the structure and the proposed depths, so we feel like the depth is appropriate. This is a ground shot showing the approximate location, showing the area where the approximate 48-foot dredge cut will be. Berkeley Bridge is right over here. Downtown Norfolk off to the left. Here's a better picture of the Berkeley Bridge, downtown Norfolk. This is looking off to the left of the dredge area. This is an area where they're going to dredge down to minus 17 feet for parking of barges for logistical support. And this is looking further off to the left, showing the shoreline and the area of one of the protesters, Sensations Realty. So the project area is circled in red. We had two original protesters of the project. Sensations Realty was located here. Conversations yesterday by phone with the council for Sensations Realty indicated that they're not going to be here today and they're not going to have any arguments with the proposed project. And in fact, they submitted a letter to the legal counsel for Kiwanis Shipyard indicating they're not opposing the project anymore. The second group of protesters is represented by the Beacon Light Civic League. In the letter submitted to us, they stated they were concerned with impacts to air and water quality. Staff would like to note that this area has historically been used for ship repair. They currently already operate two other dry dock facilities in the area, just off screen to the right. Again, Sensations Realty is essentially not going to oppose this any longer. We solicited comments from VIMS, DGIF, DCR. No major concerns were listed in those comments. Staff summary recommendation is staff is sensitive to the issues raised by the protestants regarding potential impacts to air and water quality. However, Kiwanis Shipyard has been involved in large ship repair at this facility for several years, and they must comply with existing regulations pertaining to air and water quality. The proposed dry dock facility does not appear to represent a change in the services and works performed by the applicant and should not alter how they conform to existing regulations or monitor for these possible sources of pollution. Concerns raised by Sensations Realty LLC regarding possible impacts to their property and shoreline erosion control efforts are understandable. The staff notes that the proposal does not represent a change in the current use of the area. The area has been zoned marine industrial and has been used for large ship repair for several years. Since the area has historically been utilized for large ship repair and is zoned accordingly by the City of Norfolk, staff believes the project is justified and that the detrimental impacts associated with the proposal are outweighed by the benefits. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all the factors contained in 28.2-1205 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project condition with conformance to our standard dredging conditions, which shall include providing a post-dredge bathymetric survey within 30 days of the completion of dredging operations, a pre-dredge conference being held on-site prior to the commencement of dredging activities, and maintenance dredging operations being limited may be initiated after a 15-day notification has been submitted to VMRC. Staff also recommends a dredging royalty in the amount of $96,108.75 for the new dredging of 215,575 cubic yards of state-owned Sebacuous bottom at a rate of 45 cents per cubic yard. I'll be glad to answer any questions you may have.
Any questions from the commission? Mr. Zedra.
How does Kiwanis have the right to use that land? Are they leasing it from the state? You know where the dredge is going to go? They obviously don't own the land, right?
You're talking about offshore.
Yes. Where the where you're going to dredge all that to put the dry dock?
Yeah. Yes, that's state-owned bottom.
So are they leasing it from us?
No. Well, that's why they're paying a royalty to impact that area.
Well, they're paying a royalty for dredging, right?
Yes.
But I'm talking about for after the dredging's over, why don't we charge them a lease fee? Just like an oyster lease.
Code was amended a number of years ago, which eliminated the authority to assess royalties for encroachments for shipbuilding facilities. So it's only, the code only specifies that we shall charge a royalty for the dredging operation. So once the dry dock goes in and the other pier facilities go in, they're exempt from the royalties for the shipyard facilities.
Do you know what that code section is?
1206, I think, is where it might be. I'll look in my code book and see if I can find it for you as well.
I'm sorry, sir. I misunderstood your question.
Well, it seems to me like what we're doing is giving them that land. I mean, I understand the maintenance for you know, dredging, what we do with everybody. But what you're doing is, not you, but we are giving them that land to use forever. I just want to know why we can't charge a lease fee just like we do with everybody else. Mm-hmm.
1206C is the one for dredging.
Are you familiar with the code section that he's talking about as far as they're exempt from lease fees?
No, but I do know that as far as our authority to lease, I mean, we're limited to certain things like, you know, oyster leasing involves obviously only oyster planting and propagation, so we can't lease it there. And there's no other provision, I don't think, for any sort of leasing otherwise. I mean, I think there's 1210 maybe. Nope, that's not it. Hang on. Let me find it. 1208 talks about granting easements, but that's for other things.
The actual exemption for the royalty is 1206B. First describes the permit fees, and then describes which riparian owners are exempt from the royal rents and royalties.
No, there you go.
Okay, I see what you're talking about. Okay. That answers the question. Thank you.
Any other questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Jones. Is the applicant present to represent?
Good morning.
Good morning. You hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Please state your name for the record.
My name is Rebecca Francis. I'm with Waterway Surveys and Engineering, and I'm the agent for the applicant. I believe that most of the protests have been resolved at this point, but I appreciate the opportunity to discuss the merits of this project. One of my best clients that we do work with regard to environmental compliance is Kelana. And I like that because every time they work to improve their facility, they go above and beyond in their design to exceed any environmental regulations and expectations, and this project is no different. Typically with shipbuilding industry, it's always synonymous with contaminants, especially metals and PAHs. The worst offenders of those contaminants are typically associated with the marine railway systems, and that's up and down the Norfolk Harbor. Over the past 30 years, Colonis has been improving their facility and has already removed two of their railway systems and made improvements to their yards in other ways. With this new project, they will be taking that third railway system out. To give you an idea of some of the improvements that were made just recently, the West Yard was improved within the past 5 years. In taking out that railway, they put in a new travel lift system, and that brings all the vessels onto the shore. And the lot that they do the work in is completely encapsulated and captures all of the runoff that's generated from the ship repair. So what is going back into the water essentially has negligible amount of pollutants, whereas before we had stronger environmental regulations. All those metals and pHs were going directly back into the water system. So as they continue to improve their facility, we're encapsulating all the pollutants, and then we have a lot less long-term water quality issues. With the dry dock, it's the same thing. As you saw, it's a new state-of-the-art dry dock. It'll be completely tinted, so any type of repair activities that they do, once again, are completely encapsulated within the dry dock. There's virtually no emissions back into the water as a result of this. They have done some significant shoreline improvements. There was a derelict barge out there already that they removed at their own expense. They did hold pre-application meetings to ensure that there weren't any outstanding environmental issues with the various regulatory agencies before they moved ahead with the project. So I guess really in closing, while the immediate, there are impacts to the river bottom, there's no question about that. We've identified them. The long-term benefits of this project are that while we are going to, we need this industry, the continued industry of marine repair, we are making it a much more environmentally compliant operation. So with that, I'd be happy to address any questions.
Questions from the commission? Mr. Ballard.
I understand on the dry dock that it's contained. How are the contaminants, lead, metals, how are they removed after the repair activities?
I'm sorry. All right. I'm pretty sure I know, but Mark, can you? Mark is the head of operations with Kiwanis, and I don't want to state something incorrect.
You hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Sup, you got? Please state your name for the record.
Mark Esser. I'm director of facilities for Kiwanis Shipyard. This new dry dock that's being built is going to catch 100% of all the processed water. So there's combings that go around the dry dock basin, so when there's operations as far as blasting, water blasting and such, the new dry dock has a system that has two tanks on it that are basically just for catching the effluent water, which is the contaminated water. Those tanks are about 100,000 gallons apiece. From that, there's a stripping system that takes that water and is going to basically take it from where the dry dock would be to our West Yard facility by an underground pipeline that goes into our Jalbert facility, which is a wastewater treatment facility that's licensed with the state and the federal government for treating the wastewater and taking the contaminants out. We put that multi-million dollar system in place back in 2010. So at this point, what we're trying to do is we're trying to capture all of our pollutants to go to this plant for all of our process water, because the only way we can, you know, go ahead is to continue on taking the older systems out. Like we said, the old railway system, which was grandfathered, that we're taking out of service, or have taken out of service, basically they went down there with shovels and shoveled everything in the trucks and took it away. So, I mean, you're going from basically 1920s and 30s technology to, you know, technology today.
Other questions from the commission? I have a question. This is a significant environmental issue here and a significant use of the state's property that you wish to do. Are there economic benefits to this? What will you be able to do with this facility?
This, once again, is going to take over the place of one of our marine railways that was a 5,000-ton lift facility. This is increasing our capacity. It will also generate between 75 and 100 jobs as far as new jobs for people. And it also helps us in furthering our need to service the government as far as the naval vessels that we do. This dry dock will be a mil standard 1625D rated dry dock for naval combatants. So it's increasing force capability.
Any other questions from the commission?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Is there anybody else in the audience who wishes to be heard in favor of this proposal? Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to testify in opposition to this proposal? Anybody in the audience who wishes to say anything about this proposal? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action.
Move.
Mr. Ballard.
Understand the one remaining protestant's environmental concerns, but I believe we've heard that this is going to be more of an environmental benefit than a detriment. I applaud the applicant for taking these steps to increase the health of our waterways, and I move to approve staff recommendation.
And I second that.
It's a motion by Mr. Ballard and a second by Mr. Martyr. Any further discussion on this? I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously. The project is approved per the staff recommendations.